The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Would it come as any surprise, stranger, to learn that the site of one of the bloodiest battles this nation has ever seen is teeming with ghosts? Who are these ghosts still fighting one of America's bloodiest battles? Are they doomed to relive the worst day of their lives over and over? Welcome to Strange and Unexplained with me, Daisy Egan. I'm not really one to visit sites where tragedy occurred. Last time I was in New York City, I saw a family of five get in a cab in Midtown and tell the driver to take them to Ground Zero. The cab fare alone was going to run them upwards of $50. In today's economy? Are you kidding me? And then you're going to go stand in the spot where one of the worst things that's happened on U.S. soil in modern history took place? It takes all kinds, I guess. Anyway, my point is, I won't be traipsing off to Gettysburg, Pennsylvania anytime soon. But if looking at old battlefields and getting smacked around by ghosts is your thing, go get it. But before we visit our sepia-toned ancestors down in Gettysburg, let's take a trip on over to Patreon, where you can get early and ad-free episodes of Strange and Unexplained and Amber Hunt's Crimes of the Centuries for just $8 a month. But if you love ads and you hate early stuff, you can join at the $5 level and get my advice show, Dear Daisy, a podcast about secrets, Amber's The Catalyst, and Shut the F Up, Nick Lachey, with me and Broadway superstar Ellen Marsh. Plus so much more. Go to patreon.com/grabbagcollab and see all the great content we have to offer. And now, let's head to the hallowed fields of Gettysburg, where more than 160 years ago, thousands of brave soldiers gave their lives for states' rights. LOL, JK. For those who are inclined to believe in haunted places, few places in America are more haunted than Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. Over three sweltering days in July 1863, the Union and Confederate armies battled each other in the small farming community in Adams County. Nearly 51,000 people were killed over those 3 days, most of them soldiers, but some were just regular people who had the terrible misfortune of living in Gettysburg in July 1863. Tricky thing, war. It's kind of hard not to kill a whole bunch of people who just want to live their lives. That's sort of why I tend to be against it, generally speaking. Anyway, if you're like me at all, first off, my condolences, but secondly, you probably don't know a lot about the Civil War. I literally forgot Lincoln was the president at this time during a recent IQ test I took. I scored real good on that test. But this isn't a history podcast, and I promise not to give you flashbacks of ninth grade history class, so here is the Cliff Notes version of the Battle of Gettysburg. The war that was definitely about slavery began in April 1861. A few southern states had seceded after Lincoln's election, fearing he would abolish the institution upon which they had built their economy and their culture. Six additional southern states followed suit, creating the Confederate States of America. As of April 1861, the number of states in the Confederacy was 11. A year and a half later, after bloody battles all over the southern states, Confederate general and all-around douchebag Robert E. Lee had only advanced his troops as far north as Maryland. But, jonesing for a decisive victory on northern territory, he set his sights on Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. In a memo he sent to one of his subordinates, Lee wrote that the Union troops
will come up probably through Frederick, broken down with hunger and hard marching, strung out on a long line and much demoralizing when they come into Pennsylvania. I shall throw an overwhelming force on their advance, crush it, follow up the success, drive one corps back on another, and by successive repulses and surprises, before they can concentrate, create a panic, and virtually destroy the army.
That is one confident dude. One of Lee's aides later recalled him saying this of Gettysburg.
Hereabout we shall probably meet the army and fight a great battle. And if God gives us the victory, the war will be over and we shall achieve the recognition of our independence.
I love the idea of God up there just playing Risk. Anyway, on the first day of the battle at Gettysburg, July 1st, 1863, Confederate troops were heading out to seize supplies from the townspeople. Very rude. When they were confronted by those Union troops General Lee had been so sure would be bedraggled and starving, they were not. Or if they were, they sure summoned up the gumption to wage a pretty intense battle. This engagement, which is a polite way of saying bloody, awful, horrible, fatal battle, slowed the Confederate advance until the Union infantry led by Major General John Reynolds could arrive. But General Reynolds made the ultimate sacrifice for his country and was killed in action during the battle. And then, to make matters worse for the Union, Confederate reinforcements showed up. The Confederates' 30,000 troops overwhelmed the Union forces, who were fighting at 20,000 strong, which is only a difference of 10,000. I did math! But that 10,000 matters a lot on the battlefield. The Union troops were forced to retreat back through the town, hunkering down at Cemetery Hill, south of the town center, to regroup before daylight when the fighting would begin again. On the second day of battle, Confederate troops attacked and fierce fighting raged all over, including at places with appropriate names for fighting like Devil's Den and Cemetery Ridge, but also at places called Little Round Top and the Peach Orchard, which just sound too quaint and bucolic for battle. As the third and final day dawned, Lee believed his enemy to be weakened and ready for defeat. I mean, TBH, he believed them to be weakened and ready for defeat before he even got there, but now he believed they were super weakened and even more ready for defeat. Ah, the hubris of a mediocre old white guy. General Lee ordered the troops toward the Union line through a mile of unprotected farmland. This ended up being a very bad decision. Suffering casualties approaching 60%, the Confederates and their confident general retreated, not only from their position on the field, but from Gettysburg entirely. Bye-bye, Bob. As townspeople timidly peeked their heads out of their homes for the first time in 3 days, they watched the Confederate army trudge out of town with their proverbial tails tucked between their proverbial legs. Unfortunately for Lee and the Confederacy, neither God nor victory were on their side in July 1863. Bet he felt pretty foolish looking back on that whole "we will destroy their army" bluster. The Union was victorious and now had the momentum that they would carry with them for the rest of the war. Huzzah! The citizens of Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, on the other hand, were left to deal with the incredible horror and destruction that had rained down on their formerly quiet town. More than 51,000 soldiers were dead, wounded, or missing from the 3 days of fighting. Bodies still littered the fields. Fun fact about war, there's usually not a timeout to deal with all the bodies. The temporary cemetery the camp had been using to inter those who'd succumbed to their injuries began as a small plot on a hill, but soon outgrew their initial plan. Lincoln visited the cemetery for an official dedication ceremony on November 19, 1863, famously saying that those buried there had sacrificed their lives, quote, "to the cause for which they gave the last full measure of devotion," end quote. Which sounds to me like they sacrificed their lives to the cause for which they sacrificed their lives. Who was this guy's speechwriter? 47 years ago? What even is a score anyway? Anyway. By the time Lincoln visited the town for the dedication ceremony, 4 months after the battle, local residents were still discovering bones that had been dug up by animals and bleached by the sun. The town's churches, public buildings, and many of its private homes had become hospitals and were still full of wounded soldiers. To meet the great demand for medical care, the Union established Camp Letterman General Hospital nearby, where wounded soldiers were temporarily treated before eventually moving to actual hospitals in Philadelphia, Baltimore, and Washington. It wasn't until January of the following year, 1864, that the last soldier got transferred out of the makeshift hospital. All the soldiers who'd survived the battle were gone, and those who didn't survive, both soldiers and civilians, had been laid to rest. But many of them, it seems, are still hanging around.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
In the more than 160 years since the battle at Gettysburg, tales of specters and spirits have cropped up faster than those poorly buried bones. Residents find themselves running into dead soldiers in their kitchens in the middle of the night, for example. In an interview I did with famed ghost hunter and extremely charming guy Adam Berry, star of the Travel Channel's Kindred Spirits, he told me about the experience that really triggered his love of ghost hunting. On a ghost tour of Gettysburg in 2006, just as the tour was ending, the guide pointed to a line of trees across a field and said, "Some people claim to experience weird phenomena at it." Barry was like, "Cool, let's go."
And so I went because I was like, no. I don't know why I went, but I wanted to see something. I wanted something more than just stories. And so I remember walking across this long field headed toward these trees. And I remember looking back to see if anybody came with me. Nobody came with me. Nobody's there anymore. And I got down to like standing in front of just like this forest. And I was like, okay. And I waited. And I was like, let me see. You know, just having this moment. And I remember seeing what looked like misty ethereal shapes, like white, almost mist, like it could have been fog or something. And so at first I thought it was maybe fog, but it would appear and it had its own light source in a way, and it would go through the trees and the trees would block it off. And then it would like sort of dissipate and go away. And then it would pop up over here and then it would dissipate and go away. And I was like, that's so fucked up. I was like, that's so fucked up. And so I get a little bit closer to the line of trees. And I'm like, this is so insane. And I remember hearing what sounded like, they call it the rebel yell. It's woo, it's, you know. And I thought I heard that. And then I heard like little like pop, pop. And I was like, that's so fucked up. Like, what is that? And so at this point, I know that something is happening and I see it in front of me. I wasn't drinking, I wasn't on smoking any weed. I was like there in the moment. I looked to my right. There's nobody there. I looked to my left and I was like, this is crazy. And like any really good horror movie, I walk into the forest.
Sure.
As one does.
Mm-hmm.
And then once I was inside, I remember being like, was this a mistake? This is awkward. But I was like, no, just stick it out for a minute, right? It's like I put the fear behind. It's like, stick it out for a minute. And I could hear slowly, I could hear what sounded like footsteps, like somebody walking in the grass. And the moon was pretty bright. So it wasn't like I was in pitch black darkness. So I knew that nobody was there, but it sort of sounded like somebody walking in front of me. I heard like distant cannon fire. And I researched later, or looked on a map, and on the backside of this like little wooded area is the field, is the battlefield, right? Like it's a national park. And so I remember being like, this is really crazy. And this is where it gets absurd. There was this little tiny orb. And I say orb meaning like not in a photograph. Those don't exist. An actual anomaly orb that gives off its own light. Sometimes they're created by the Earth's natural energy. But the idea is that if you see something with the naked eye and it's sort of this orb, I've seen it twice in my life, it could potentially be the energy of something, right? Like someone who's passed on. And so this little tiny cat's eye orb came up and stopped literally 8 feet from me. And I remember being like, you know, just taking a minute, and then it went and it shot off down this path. And I was like, should I? Right? And then I got the feeling that it wanted me to sort of separate for some reason. Like, I got really weirded out by the vibe. And so, like any good horror movie, I got out. I got the fuck out.
I don't know about you, stranger, but I'm more inclined to believe a professional ghost hunter who said all he saw was mist and orbs of light than someone who's like, I sat down for a beer with Benjamin Franklin. You know what I mean? Like, wouldn't it be to Barry's monetary benefit to make up a much more fantastical story if he was going to be making up a story? I don't know. Maybe I was just taken in by him because he really is exceedingly charming. I don't have a crush. You have a crush. According to author and historian Richard Estep in his book, The Farnsworth House Haunting on the Gettysburg Ghost Trail, if you ask the park rangers or tour guides what the most haunted spots on the battlefield are, they'll tell you Devil's Den, Little Round Top, and Cemetery Ridge. Spirits roam the battlefields and, of course, the cemetery. Though my new boyfriend, Adam Berry, will tell you it makes no sense for ghosts to hang around cemeteries. In their book, The Big Book of Pennsylvania Ghost Stories, authors Mark Nesbitt and Patty Wilson recount firsthand accounts of seeing a dim figure move behind the trees and among the gravestones of the Soldiers National Cemetery. One ranger reported seeing a, quote, bearded man dressed in high boots and blue coat with a cape, like cavalrymen wore, who disappeared quickly behind a tree, end quote. According to the website Gettysburg Battlefield Tours, basically every field or site that saw fighting in July 1863 has some kind of ghost story or another. Whether visitors are at Little Round Top, the Peach Orchard, the Wheat Field, or the aptly named Valley of Death, they write into the National Park Service to say how much they enjoyed seeing the reenactors during their visit. Except, of course, there are never reenactors scheduled on the days they were visiting. The Phantom Regiment, the ghostly apparition of a Confederate unit that eternally marches across the battlefields of Gettysburg, or just kind of hangs out among the gravestones in the cemetery, is a common sight. But if you don't see the Phantom Regiment, you just might hear them. The disembodied drums and footsteps as they walk forever toward their doom. One particular hotspot and popular tourist destination is, of course, the Devil's Den, because who wouldn't want to take the family to a place called the Devil's Den before stopping at Dairy Queen for an Oreo Blizzard? The Devil's Den is not, as I first assumed, a cheap strip club, but is in fact a, quote, famous rock formation of large, haphazard boulders that served as a Confederate sniper's nest for much of the battle and was the site of particularly vicious fighting, end quote. Indeed, people began reporting seeing ghosts there before the battle was even over. Union soldiers from two different regiments allegedly claimed to have seen George Washington basically guiding them into battle, like actually being like, this way to the fight, boys! While some hear the sounds of battle, others take photos of seemingly innocuous scenery, only to later see images of a soldier with, quote, unkempt long hair, ragged clothing, wearing a floppy-brimmed hat, end quote. One Reddit user, whose account has since been deleted, shared this harrowing tale from his trip to Devil's Den.
Sitting at the stop sign, I saw something to my left that was probably close enough to reach out and touch. There, floating mid-air about torso height, was what looked like a cotton button shirt that I believe was dark gray. It was torn to pieces and fluttering violently as though hurricane winds were blowing. I don't remember sounds or smells. There was no blood, and I don't recall seeing any body parts, just this shirt. My brain didn't or couldn't register what it was seeing. I looked at this apparition for about 10 seconds, then drove off. A moment after that, I turned to my wife without saying a word. She was smiling at me and asked, "Did you see it?" Every word of this is true. And the event happened. There is no mistaking what my wife and I saw for anything other than what it was.
Listen, he says it's true, so obviously it's true. In their book, Haunted Gettysburg, Eyewitness Accounts of the Supernatural, authors Jack Bokar and Bob Wasel tell the story of a woman who stood on a small wooden footbridge crossing Plum Run, trying to picture what the site would have looked like in July 1863, with the water running red with blood. Suddenly, she, quote, detected a sensation of someone around her. She knew when she walked up to the bridge she had not seen a single other person. But she looked around again and found herself alone, end quote. Feeling a chill run through her, she decided it was time to leave, but as she walked back across the footbridge, quote, she felt hands forcefully grab her from behind, and in an instant was violently thrown off the bridge, landing hard, receiving scratches and bruises, end quote. Another story from Haunted Gettysburg, Eyewitness Accounts of the Supernatural, recounts the tale of two tourists who were walking through the fields along Sickles Avenue when they noticed a patch of fog covering a small field ahead, which was strange because it wasn't a foggy day. As they got closer to the incongruous fog, they heard what sounded like men's voices, some in serious distress. But they were the only two people there. Later, when they asked park rangers about the area, they learned that they'd been standing on the spot that had hosted, quote, one of the most terrifying scenes of the battle, end quote. According to Bokar and Wasel, as Union soldiers attempted to hold on to this one piece of land, darkness fell and they found themselves alone behind enemy lines. Wounded and trapped, the men hoped they'd survive the night until their comrades could find them. When they heard rustling coming through the nearby woods, they worried it was Confederates. But instead, the men were suddenly met by huge hogs, apparently let loose by the destruction of fences of the surrounding farms. These terrified men knew hogs like to eat not just dead people, but also not quite dead people, which is not something I knew until now, and frankly would have been better off not knowing. The wounded soldiers desperately tried to hold the hogs off, but some believe that what those two tourists heard that day emanating from the fog were the echoes of those men being eaten alive. According to Bokar and Wasel, a couple of historical reenactors were about to leave after a day of fun when they decided to make just one more stop, the site of the final Battle of Gettysburg. When one of them posed for a picture, again, weird choice to pose in front of a place that witnessed such horrific tragedy, but you do you, some kind of ethereal figure materialized in the camera's viewfinder. To his utter astonishment, the image now took the shape of a man mounted on a horse. The man dismounted, and the image, just as quickly, disappeared.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Remarkably, there was only one civilian casualty that was a direct result of battle at Gettysburg. Mary Virginia Wade, who went by Jenny, was born in Gettysburg on May 21, 1843. Jenny's father, James, had a tailoring business before being declared insane in 1852, which seems like a pretty big fact to gloss over, but we don't have time! Jenny and her mother continued running the business after James had to tap out. When the fighting began, Jenny and her mother took refuge at Jenny's sister's house, which was closer to the Union line and presumably safer. More than 150 bullets hit their house, but the family managed to survive the first 2 days of fighting. But when Jenny got up on the third day, her luck ran out. Around 8 a.m., she was kneading dough to make bread for the troops when a bullet traveled through the parlor and kitchen doors and struck Jenny in the back, killing her instantly. The house where she was killed is now known as the Jenny Wade House and has been featured on multiple ghost hunting shows like Ghost Adventures, Ghost Hunters, and my boyfriend Adam Berry's show, Kindred Spirits. Incidentally, please don't tell Adam's husband that Adam is my boyfriend now. And pretty much every other show out there. According to Gettysburg Battlefield Tours, visitors to the house report hearing moaning, and those who work at the location will often find items in a different place than where they left them. But not all believe that the spirit that haunts the place where Jenny Wade drew her last breath is, in fact, Jenny. Professional psychic Cariel Kirkpatrick, who visited the house in 1991, took part in a paranormal investigation. Kirkpatrick was told absolutely nothing about the location or Jenny in advance, although, frankly, given all the literal signs, it wouldn't have taken a psychic to glean the tragic events that happened there. The investigators followed the path that Jenny took that day, through her bedroom, to the kitchen, upstairs to the attic, and then eventually down in the cellar to wait for the battle to finish before she could be taken to the Undertaker. According to the Big Book of Pennsylvania Ghost Stories, Kirkpatrick felt an unusual presence in the cellar, quote, something which possessed the emotion of something left undone, an unfinished mourning, a father who had not been able to mourn properly. As they were leaving the cellar, she turned and pointed across the room and said, "Oh, look, I think it's Jenny's father. Perhaps he wanders the former home of one daughter, looking for the spirit of the other, hoping to say goodbye." Another haunted location among hundreds in the town is the Farnsworth House. Already more than 50 years old by the time of the battle, the Farnsworth House was built on land originally owned by a Reverend Alexander Dobbins. According to Civil War ghosts, Dobbins sold the land to John McFarlane, who built the house and lived in it until his death in 1851. The Bank of Gettysburg took ownership, and the building passed through several owners since the Civil War without so much as a boo. The first owners to report paranormal activity was the Schultz family, who bought the inn in 1972 and claimed to have experienced as many as 16 ghosts while living at the inn, including an 8-year-old boy, a midwife, and several soldiers. Those who have experienced activity report, quote, hearing the sound of heavy breathing along with the strong scent of cigars, perhaps once smoked by the commanding officer that used the home as a temporary headquarters, end quote. A common encounter happens in the middle of the night because, as we all know, the best hauntings happen at night. In the empty attic, you can hear the sounds of a mouth harp, a popular musical instrument during the Civil War, because it's small and so portable. A mouth harp has got to be the single least scary sounding instrument ever made. Disembodied footsteps are often heard, the website Civil War Ghosts reports, as pacing or patrolling up and down the halls. The Farnsworth House also has several shadow figures, ghostly silhouettes seen by employees and guests alike in nearly every room of the house. One such shadow figure is known to spend most of its time in the dining room, while others are predominantly seen in various bedrooms, even sitting on the edges of the beds while the guests are in them. Many have said that as they sense someone nearby, the guests will even see the edge of the mattress dip as if weight is being applied to it. My fiancé, Adam Berry, told me.
So when we were at the Farnsworth House, we went over to the Jenny Wade House. We were like, Jenny, whoever's here, what's happening at the Farnsworth House? Someone is there now that wasn't there before. And it answered back, like confirming that that was true, that there was someone new in the space. So it's like they know each other exist. And so I imagine them like there's a man that we call the Undertaker. He's usually seen very tall, like 6'4", sort of a black figure. We call him the Undertaker because that's sort of what he'd say he looks like, you know? And it makes sense, right? After the Battle of Gettysburg, Undertakers
came in. Sure, that's good business.
He follows us around. So we did the Gettysburg Ghost Tour building because this woman was like, he stands here and I don't like it and creeps me out. But then we asked him, we said, we're going to give you a password. And the password was purple. And we're going to go over to the orphanage that's across from Jenny Wade House. Come over there and tell us the password. So we go over to the other building. And sure enough, we use our SLS camera. And there's this, like, stick figure shows up. And he's like 6'6". And we get, we're like, what's the password? And it's like, purple.
The ghost of an older woman haunts the kitchen at the Farnsworth House. The Civil War Ghosts website labels this spirit as the cranky kitchen cook, as she has been spotted, quote, looking over products on the shelves as if deciding what she'll fix for dinner, end quote, and, quote, roaming around between the hallways, tavern, and kitchen, end quote, as if taking prepared food from the kitchen to the guests. One waitress claimed she almost fell when she was physically pulled back by her apron strings by someone or something that wasn't there. I, too, had a kitchen ghost. For months, whenever I was in my kitchen, I would get suddenly and inexplicably sad. And not because I had to figure out what to make for dinner again. Seriously, it's like I have to figure out what to make for dinner every day? I would just be standing there chopping onions or whatever and just get washed over with a sense of sadness. Other times, it was a deep feeling of annoyance. Although, honestly, that was probably due to having to make dinner. And then, I'm not kidding about this, every time I was in one particular place in my kitchen, I would suddenly feel overwhelmingly horny. And it was that finally tipped me over the edge. Sad and annoyed are regular everyday feelings for me, but horny? Not this dried up raisin who is practically dead inside. So I finally turned around and said out loud, "What is it? What do you need?" When I didn't get an answer, rude, I said, "Okay, I acknowledge you and you can go now." And no lie, stranger, all the random kitchen emotions vanished and never returned, much to my husband's chagrin. "You mean you're not getting randomly horny anymore? Damn it. Sorry."
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Another famous inn that has both a storied history and stories of spirits is the Dobbin House. Built as a carriage house in 1834, the house fell behind Confederate lines during the three-day battle. Sharpshooters were posted on the second floor to take shots at any Union troops that came into their sights. The author of the Big Book of Pennsylvania Ghost Stories, Mark Nesbitt, bought the house in 1997 and began to renovate the home to serve as a headquarters for his ghost tours business. As every ghost hunter will tell you, renovating a haunted house will increase activity. Nesbitt tested that theory and discovered it to be very, very true. When he swung by to check up on the progress of the renovations, the carpenter stopped him and first said that he was the type of person who didn't believe in anything he couldn't see, feel, or touch. But as the carpenter was working and going back and forth from inside to outside the house, someone or something kept opening the door for him. Now that is one polite ghost. Cariel Kirkpatrick, the psychic, also visited the Dobbin House just after the carpenter had his encounter with the helpful spirit. She said to expect to hear the sound of children playing on the second floor, rolling marbles across the floor. But Nesbitt said that would be impossible since the floors were carpeted, but somehow wasn't bothered by the fact that there weren't any children in the house to begin with? Like, I don't think it's the carpeting that's the issue. Indeed, Kirkpatrick said these were not new noises, but those from a century and a half earlier. I mean, sure, any old house probably had children playing marbles in it at one time or another. There was literally nothing else for children to do for centuries until Howdy Doody was born. In the basement of the home, she told Nesbitt she got impressions of injured blood and heard musical instruments. These are just a few of the perhaps hundreds of haunted places around Gettysburg and thousands of personal stories from those who have witnessed apparitions during their visits. Even my new husband, Adam Berry, has lots more stories from Gettysburg. Historians always say that if you really want to get a feel for a battlefield, you should walk the ground. But I'm okay. I don't need to get a feel for something like that. Life is hard enough as it is. But if you, stranger, feel compelled to go hunting for ghosts, remember, ghosts, they're just like us, only more dead and more stuck. And maybe, at the end of the day, the ones really doing all the haunting are the living. Next time on Strange and Unexplained, we'll be celebrating Pride Month with a tale about a truly terrifying group of women who refused to be silenced, the Lavender Menace. Strange and Unexplained is a production of Three Goose Entertainment with help from Grabbag Collab. This episode was written by me with research and writing help from Jennifer Erdman. Our voice actor for today's episode was David Wald. Editing help from Amber Hunt. Sound engineering and mixing by Amanda Rossman. If you have an idea for an episode, head to our website, strangeandunexplainedpod.com, and fill out the contact form. I will write back. For more amazing content, join us at patreon.com/grabbagcollab, where for just $5 a month, you'll get all the Grab Bag exclusive shows, and for $8, you get those, plus Amber Hunt's Crimes of the Centuries and Strange and Unexplained early and ad-free. Grabbag is an all-female and non-binary-owned profit-share network where our contributors get to keep ownership of their shows. We strive to give a platform to those who might not be able to land themselves on a bigger network. Who knows? Maybe you have a podcast idea you'd like to pitch to Grabbag. We've got live recordings, watch parties, book clubs, and more. Why there's so much going on over at Grabbag Collab, you'll wonder if we missed the memo on how capitalism works. Join me on Instagram at SNUPod, Daisy Egan, and Grabbag Collab, or head to the Facebook page to join in the conversation. If you like the show, please visit a sponsor with our unique code, give us a quick review and 5 stars, subscribe and download, and tell a friend. If you don't like the show, it's free to keep your opinion to yourself. Stay strange.